begin a public hearing on Senate Bill 331. I'll ask staff to introduce the bill.
Thank you, Senator. This bill is the second hearing on Senate Bill 331. Basically, it does create the nursing services program that allows the Oregon Student Assistant Commission to pay a portion of student loans of nurses who practice in nursing critical shortage areas, allows a nurse who practices part-time to be eligible for loan forgiveness under certain terms, and creates a nursing services fund. And it does repeal the education loan program in 2012. Just a little background, the Oregon Student Assistance Commission does fund a number of different student assistance programs, including rural health services, and this is in some ways similar, and that is it's a loan repayment program. Once the student has secured a loan and gone into practice, the fund would repay it back over an incremental amounts over a period of time. This does have also a subsequent referral to waive the means.
Okay, thank you very much. We have a short list.
You already had a hearing on it.
That's why I say we have a short list. Was there anyone that wished to have anything further? Okay. Senator Mesrilli, you had maybe some concerns about critical shortages. Did you wish to ask someone maybe to?
Well, Mr. Chair, thank you. I'm frantically going through my file here. Because as I recall, I did ask the question, how do you define the critical shortage areas? And I don't remember if we got a good answer for that or not.
I understand that Karen Whitaker is here and might be able to speak to that, so I'm going to call Karen forward, and thank you very much for helping us out here.
Oh, you're very welcome. Senator Fisher, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Karen Whitaker. I'm the director of the Office of Rural Health, and we work with the Board of Nursing to determine the shortage areas. The shortage areas to date have been calculated on a population basis. We have looked at numbers of actively employed nurses and then looked at population, come up with a ratio. And so those that fall beneath a certain ratio or above a certain ratio are the ones that are eligible for shortage areas. We're also talking about doing a more demand-based method so that we would look at specific employers to find out what parts of the industry might be experiencing more shortage than others. And we've also become aware that there may be some specialties or subspecialties of nursing that are experiencing critical shortages. But to date, we have not designated any of those specialties. And all of the designations to date have been rural, very rural, some of them.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Senator Mesrilli. I think I was also concerned, and I'm not sure if I got this on the record at our first hearing, whether some of these shortages could be created by management styles or management or lack of.
Senator Messerly, I'm not really sure if I could even address that. I think we might have to talk to someone in a hospital, in the hospital industry, to address that. It certainly has not come to my attention that's a problem.
Thank you.
Further questions? Well, I'm inclined to go into work session and put this behind us. No one has any objections, so I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 331 and open a work session on Senate Bill 331.
Mr.
George.
I move Senate Bill 331 to the floor with a due pass.
I believe does it have to go to Ways and Means?
Oh, does Ways and Means?
With only a $20,000.
Hey, yeah.
Two Ways and Means.
Are we changing our requirements here all of a sudden in midstream?
I took 50. I thought it took 50 to go to Ways.
Yeah, me too. That's why I looked at that. And then, okay.
Yeah. Spoken before the meeting, and they requested it come in. I mean, you can.
Who's they?
Steve Bender. You can rescind it. So
He's not available right now to tell us why.
Give him a call and get him down here.
What is the wishes of my committees? Do you wish to postpone this a little bit and find out what their reasoning is on the $20,000 and just postpone the motion?
Well, if they can come in the next 5 or 10 minutes, I save us some time in the long run.
I'll withdraw the motion at this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, I'll just recess our work session. Go ahead, and then I'll have staff see if they can find them and come and see why we should need to delay this by sending it down to a possible black. We'll close the work session on I will recess the work session on Senate Bill 331 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 288. And I'll stand in recess until I can get staff over here to introduce the bill.
Must be Friday afternoon. We can get in and
find out nobody's there on the other end of the phone.
That's a bad thing about having a committee that meets both Monday and Friday. You always have the Monday problem and then Friday.
We're pretty alert.
We're down here. Our meeting, there was a question about the problem. Senate Bill 231, and that's got the.
Are we going to get our other members here, or did they have to leave the bill?
I think Senator Shields may have a fairly long time.
Did you go to the ball game last night?
No, I was thinking about Margaret.
I guess Margaret sang the national anthem.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. And got to see one heck of a ball game, too.
Yeah. I heard that. Senator Shields told me he has a hole in the wall in his place.
Okay, I appreciate it.
He apparently bought a house down here, and he comes down and rents it out to people and law students and one thing or another. He got some kind of a plumbing problem. The plumber told him he couldn't get here till 1 o'clock, and he was afraid to not take advantage of it. He didn't never get him back.
He's coming right now.
Okay. We will go back into public hearing on Senate Bill 288 and ask staff to introduce it.
Senate Bill 288 has a number of functions in Oregon chiropractic practice. It allows the school to conduct internships within in the state. Eliminates certain requirements that licensees who fail to renew for more than 1 year can only register with a written application. Changes penalties for practicing chiropractic in the state. Allows the Oregon Board of Chiropractic Examiners to continue investigating disciplinary actions against someone. This is the second hearing on the bill. There is no impact statement on our fiscal impact, although if the cost of pursuing disciplinary action against certain licensees did exceed a certain amount, it may have an impact on the board, but at this point it doesn't. We also have some amendments. Basically on page 2 of the printed bill, it's fairly simple, on line 12, we deleted the word licentiate and inserted the word licensee. That was the only amendment.
I think that was my input. Okay. In a rather odd situation, I don't see anybody wanting to sign up on any of our bills today, so we aren't doing very well. Who can we drag into this? Dave McTeague looks like he's...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dave McTeague, Executive Director, Board of Chiropractic Examiners, located here in Salem. We testified to this bill at the last hearing a couple of weeks ago. I'd be glad to answer any questions, or if you'd like, maybe run over the provisions again, if that's your request.
I don't have any questions.
I'm sure you're in agreement with amendment.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Did anyone else wish to testify on Senate Bill 288? Hearing none, I guess we will adjourn close the public hearing on Senate Bill 288 and convene a work session on Senate Bill 288. Do I have a motion for accepting amendment, the dash one amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 288.
Thank you, Senator George. He has moved the Senate Bill amendment, dash one amendment to Senate Bill 288. Further discussion? Objections? Hearing none, so ordered. You wish to continue?
I would.
Senator George.
Mr. Chairman, and I'm going to send this to the floor, right?
Okay.
I'd like to recommend that we pass and send to the floor Senate Bill 288 as amended.
With a due pass.
With a due pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved that we send Senate Bill 288 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Any objection? Before we vote, I'm going to make a note that Senators Carter and Shields have been excused. Hearing no opposition or further discussion, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Messerly?
Aye.
Senator George?
Aye.
Chair Fisher?
Aye. Motion carries. This almost sounds like a good bill for a plumber to carry, doesn't it?
Plumber would be good.
I think we'll assign this one to Senator Shields. We have passed Senate Bill 228 or 288 to the floor. Do pass recommendation that Senator Shields will be the carry. Okay. Mr. Bender is here, so I'm going to open the public or the work session. Call it back to order on Senate Bill 331. Was
yes.
That? Mr. Bender.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. I am Steve Bender with the Legislative Fiscal Office. And I understand that this committee has questions about the referral of Senate Bill 331 to Ways and Means. Is
yes.
That correct? We would request that you do refer that bill to Ways and Means for the following reason. What Senate Bill 331 does is it creates a new program and essentially replaces an existing program that the Oregon Student Assistance Commission is administering. The existing program, which is known as the Nursing Loan Program, actually does what its name says. It provides loans to nursing students, and that these loans are then forgiven if they serve in critical shortage areas of the state. What Senate Bill 331 would do, and this, by the way, this program operates on a budget of approximately $380,000 per year, per biennium. What Senate Bill 331 would do is it would eliminate this program for new people, or that's my understanding, and it would establish a new program, which is basically not a student aid program. It's a program that would provide payments to nurses who work in critical shortage areas, and these payments would be based on the amounts of loans that they had taken out while they were in nursing school. This would be for people who generally, in some cases they might still be in school, but in other cases these would be people who are out of school and who are now considering where to work, and if they choose a particular location or a particular specialty in a particular location, they would then be eligible for payments that would not necessarily, would be based on their student loan amounts, but would not necessarily be tied to paying off those student loans. I believe that it's the scholarship's intention that if this bill does pass, that Ways and Means would switch the $380,000 that is in its budget for the old program to the new program, which is indeed something which might be done, but I believe that the Ways and Means Committee needs to see this bill and hear that to decide whether to do that or not.
This is not a bait and switch program, is it?
No.
Well, it made some sense to me, and I'm glad we called you back here and got this on the record, because I had kind of slipped my mind that that was a portion of the program, but now as you put it that way, it refreshes my memory that that was the case, and I guess it was to protect that 380-some thousand or whatever it is, so that it actually went toward people that were interested in working in rural areas rather than allow it to be spread out, and then it wouldn't be impossible under the way it was been given out that that actually wouldn't get one person out into the rural area. They could have all decided to do something else, and then the money is used, and yeah, it didn't really help the rural areas. So I would hope, and of course I know I can't hold you responsible for any assurance, that the Ways and Means is going to see this favorably, but I would hope that it wouldn't be something that you would hesitate to propose and support to them within as much as your position allows you to do.
Mr. Chair, I would certainly say that I have no plans at this point on opposing that, and of course this is what the Scholarship Commission, or I'm sorry, I'm using their old name, the Student Assistance Commission, would want to do. I believe it was their bill. So, but it is definitely a fiscal issue. And
well, I can see under that explanation, and I was just looking at basically the $20,000 that was outlined here, and I was wondering what it was about. And so I really appreciate you taking your time to come up here, because now we have on record the real reason why this is being done. It makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other questions? Thank you very much.
Sure.
Steve. Okay, that gives us our go-ahead, and I would, is there further discussion on those issues? Not by Senator George, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to continue to recommend that we send Senate Bill 331 someplace, and it's going to go to Ways and Means with a recommended new pass.
Good.
I'm hoping we
could add that.
Yes.
So that Ways and Means would be strongly steered toward seeing this through to fulfillment. Is there further discussion? Do we need to take a vote on that, or can I just gavel that in? With no objection.
Two, I think it's gavel.
Well, maybe we should just go ahead. That's been my. The clerk, call the roll.
Senator Mesrick?
Aye.
Senator George?
Aye.
Aye. And again, I will note that Senators Carter and Shields have been excused. Motion carries. And let's see, I guess I should have said that Senator George moves.
Mr. Chair?
Repeated that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Do we have to go back and do another vote? Okay, I didn't repeat the motion. I just don't want to get out of whack here.
Mr. Chair, before you drop your gavel, we have another member.
Yes, I see that, and my arm is frozen.
Okay.
Senator Carter,
explain where we are.
Would you wish to vote to support sending Senate Bill 331, which is the changing of the Oregon Student Assistant Commission program for nursing out to the I'm getting out of my field here.
Ways Means.
Go ahead and explain. Mm-hmm. It has to go to Ways and Means.
Absolutely.
Because it's changing the direction that $380,000 is going to be approved. Rather than going to students as they're in school, it's going to go to pay off debts that they incurred in school after the fact to make sure that it gets to the rural.
I love it.
Okay. And we were just in the process of asking the clerk to call the roll, which he did, and we voted to do that. You didn't get a chance to vote. So.
I'd like to vote, Mr. President.
Yes, go right ahead. What is?
Carter votes aye.
All right. And I had excused Senator Shields already. So. Let's carry. Got to close the work session on Senate Bill 288, and would you like to allow Senator Carter to vote on 288?
Mr. Chairman.
The Senator Meserly is requesting that we suspend the rules and go back to a work session on Senate Bill 288 as amended by the Dash 1 amendments to allow Senator Carter to register her vote. Take a minute on that. Do it then. took out the word licentiate.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I remember that. I remember that last week, Mr. Chairman. Carter votes aye.
Okay. Close the work session on Senate Bill 288, and I guess we're ready to go on to 371 now.
Now, Mr. Chairman, before you go to 271, may I just make a statement regarding Senate Bill 331?
Do you wish to go back into work session?
No, I just want to make a comment.
All right.
I want to make a comment to the effect that I am very proud to be a supporter of this bill, and I'm glad to see us be progressive enough to do this, because many young people have been so indebted as a result of becoming nurses and doctors that they can hardly make a living once they're through with school. And so I'm very proud to be able to be a part of a vote like this that allows to encourage them to still become nurses and doctors, but not be so strangled by the cost of paying the money back when they do go. So I think that's a good thing.
Well, and it also, in a more complicated time, it's given a chance to put nurses into areas where there are shortages.
Exactly.
Okay. Open a public hearing on Senate Bill 371.
Senate Bill 371 authorizes the Director of the Oregon Department of Administrative Support Services to appoint the Director of Health Licensing Offices. This does eliminate Senate confirmation of that position. Just a little background. The Health Licensing Office does oversee a number of health-related agencies, athletic trainers, body piercing, direct entry midwifery, and others. To date, this has always been in a Senate confirmed appointment, and this would move under basically the director of DAS. There are no amendments to this.
Okay, again, there's no one scheduled to speak on this, so unless there's someone out here that hasn't signed up, does anyone wish to speak on Senate Bill 371? Hearing none, my guess is that we just will go on to a work session. Public hearing on Senate Bill 371 and open a work session on Senate Bill 371.
Mr. Chairman, the reason I think that this makes sense is because this is a very crucial position that where the administrative services person should have some direct line over this person, because it's not like this person is the head of the health division. The person was, if it was at that level, I would be one of the first people to vote no on this bill. But at this level, it appears to me that it should have the kind of standing that it does, and that this person is directly responsible to the Department of Administrative Services. I have not talked to anybody about this bill. I just read this bill last week, 2 weeks ago. When was it? Was that before us?
Second.
Yeah.
Okay. Further comment? Any questions or discussion? Hearing none.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Carter.
Move 371 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Carter moves Senate Bill 371 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objection? Hearing none. Will the clerk call the roll?
Senator
Mosley? Aye.
Senator George?
Aye.
Senator Carter?
Aye.
Chair Fisher?
Aye. Yes, Senator Shields again is excused, and Senator Carter, would you mind carrying this?
Not at all, sir.
Okay. You made such an eloquent statement there that I thought perhaps if you could duplicate that on the floor, there probably wouldn't be any questions. Senator Carter will carry Senate Bill 371 and is passed the Senate committee. Further things to come before the Senate committee today. God, everyone have a nice weekend. Thanks for coming, and I will also say, this is the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services.
As a matter of fact, this is